Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. And the post-Civil War story tomorrow may be forever lost by D.L. Kasner. A young woman, Catherine, finds her life turned upside down when her military father returns home from the war only to inform his daughter that she and her aunt must abandon their farm to the west. Catherine and her aunt must find an uncle to protect them from a Confederate officer who blames her father and his patrol for destroying their home, killing his family and child. Danger follows Catherine, her aunt, and their wagon train as they attempt to make a peaceful journey to Fort Union. D.L. Kasner is a great-grandmother of 9, grandmother of 14, and mother of 4. Married 49 years to the love of her life and best friend, she spent the bulk of her time on a farm. She's worked since the age of 15, a florist for 15 years, director of a local museum, business manager, and administrative assistant for a school district. She spent several years taking writing classes at Bakersfield College, where she started writing in her spare time. She's enjoying watching movies now. D.L. Kasner, author of Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost, is our guest on This Week in America. Dorothy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. You've done such a remarkable job in telling this tale. It's one of those you get caught up in the story, and you can't quit reading another chapter or two before you put the book down at the end of the day. It's a story well told. Tomorrow may be forever lost. I want to talk about your writing to start off our conversation today. When did you start writing? I mentioned you took some lessons a few years ago. What was the interest in writing?
Well, I was a tax collector at one time, and I could go get my hair done, and I started writing sitting under the hair dryer.
Oh, okay.
And I've always had an interest in history, especially post-Civil War history.
You know, that's an amazing story, how something as simple as going to the hairdresser, all of a sudden you develop this desire to write a story. How about, where did the idea come from in writing this story, the book Tomorrow May Be Lost Forever, this post-Civil War story that's so well told? Where did this idea evolve from?
All the movies and stories I've seen and heard always featured a man, a cowboy or a soldier, who had left the Civil War and was lost in the West. But they never tell the story about the women. So I chose this young girl who was a little on the spoiled side and her struggles to get to her uncle.
And her aunt is involved in the story too. It's really from almost a female perspective, isn't it? We really learn about these characters. We learn to develop a fondness for them as well.
Yes, the aunt raised her. Her mother died when she was 5, and her father was military, so her aunt was her mother, to speak.
You know, I jumped ahead in talking about that. Just in talking about when you decided I would like to do writing, talk about how you learned to do creative writing, what that process was like, and how important it is to have support from family members and friends when you started this. It's one thing under the dryer to decide, okay, I would like to write a book. Now you're actually going to dry it. How did you get the foundation, creative writing foundation, together to begin the writing process?
I've always loved English. In high school, I took English classes all the time. And when I went to college, I took 6 semesters of creative writing. And that's when I started this story, really got into it. And I loved it. And the story just unfolded.
Well, that's interesting. And we'll talk about the writing process, how you went about telling the story, whether this was sort of evolved as you were telling the story or whether you had a hard, fast outline as you started the book. The book is Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost by D.L. Kasner, Kasiner. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you're writing, are there real-life experiences that come into play? You weren't around during this particular time in history, but any of these characters based on traits, qualities from your life or other people that you knew?
Well, I was raised in the city till I was 18, and I married a farmer. And a lot of the things that are in this come from my experience on the farm. because I work side by side with my husband and my four kids, and we farm. And a lot of it I learned from movies, and then we took a field trip to Fort Union in New Mexico, my husband and I, and it was very interesting.
And interesting how all those experiences are in the background as you're shaping the story for the book, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. D.L. Kasner, our guest on the program, Kasiner. All of the jobs that you had, a varied career, some very interesting jobs that you held, any creative writing? I'm sure there was writing involved in all of those, but any creative writing, did you learn anything about the process unknowingly at the time during those jobs?
Yes, I was the director of a museum in Delano, California, and it was, I got an invitation from Arcadia Publishing to do two history books, and then I also did monthly publications for the museum called The Plow. For 5 years, I did that.
And all of that came into play when you probably didn't know it at the time that eventually this was going to be a good background as you start writing this book, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost, by D.L. Kasner, our guest on the program. We touched on the inspiration to write this book. How long did it take you to, from the time you had this idea to you were ready to sit down and start telling the story? What was that process like leading up to the actual physical writing of the story?
It took me 40 years.
Wow.
Because I had family.
Oh, yes.
And careers in between. And then I would write at night after everybody calmed down and went to bed. I would get up and write at night. And then my husband passed away in 2011. And he insisted that I finish my book. And I've been finishing it and got it published with you, or with Dorrance.
And now it's out there for everybody to enjoy, the wonderful story that unfolds, and Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. How did you choose this genre? You mentioned that you've always liked post-Civil War stories. Talk about selecting this particular point in history to tell this story.
Well, I was more familiar with it, and I love that genre, Westerns. Louis L'Amour was one of my favorites.
Oh, yes.
And that's how I started. It started that way.
And the finished result in this book is Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. It's a wonderful story. Again, the developing characters, I want to talk about that aspect. You've got the strong female characters that we talked about. When you sat down to write the book, did you know how many characters would be involved, or did you sort of introduce them as the story took you? Sometimes the story goes in its own direction. I just wonder whether that was the case here.
Well, I started with the young lady and her fiance and her father and her aunt. And it just developed. The story told itself, the plot. I had the plot set out, a general plot set out. But then it changed as we went along. The characters told the story. The characters led me where I was going in the book.
You know, it's interesting. I want to talk about developing the story plot. I mean, did you have this all outlined? Was there a hard, fast outline that you used in writing the story and you went back and filled in? Or did you have some twists and turns along the way that you didn't see coming when you were starting to write the book?
I really didn't have I started the plot, the girl trying to get to her uncle. That was my plot. But the rest of it just happened with her father coming home and him passing and them having to leave. And it just happened. I don't know. I maybe contributed to inspiration from the Almighty. I don't know. It just happened.
Well, it happened in a good sense, because the book is a remarkably well-told story. Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost, Dorothy D.L. Kasner, Kasiner. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly there. Talk about the different themes that we've got, the relationships. We've got adventure. You keep us guessing all through. I mean, the wagon train's an adventure unto itself, isn't it? I mean, we're never quite sure what's going to happen. And she's not either.
No, it just happened. I even threw in a wolf in there, and it ended up in all through the book.
Yeah, Catherine wasn't sure what was going to happen either as you go through it. Just so many remarkable elements to the story. You've got a lieutenant colonel that's involved in the story. You enter into that as well. Without giving away too much, what's his role in all of this? Where does he fit in trying to help Catherine and her aunt make this trip successfully?
Well, he's the love interest, and she has a hard time with her boyfriend, you might say, and she ends up with this lieutenant, and it's kind of a Western type love. It's not bedroom stuff.
Yes. You'll love the characters. You'll love the storyline. What type of research was necessary in, it's a long time ago, but some people would go, yeah, but that's not really what happened at a particular point in time. What kind of research did you have to do, at least in your own mind, to feel comfortable telling this story?
Well, my husband and I went to Fort Union, which is about 25 miles north of Las Vegas, New Mexico, to Fort Union, and we went through what was left of the fort and where the Santa Fe Trail went through there before it went on to Santa Fe.
Oh, yes.
And it was a beautiful country, and it was so interesting how the fort was not a normal fort. It was a supply station for the Western forts. And we really enjoyed that trip, and I found a lot of the information there.
Yeah, going back in history is so fascinating, especially the period you talk about, the post-Civil War story and how families were disrupted and all of the dangers involved and the one thinking the other had something to do with basically wiping out his family. All of that played out in real life after the Civil War, and you capture that element in the story, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. You've got one book out there now, receiving excellent well, first of all, what's that like? The book's out there. You pick up a copy for the first time. It's your story. It's your name on the cover, your work on those pages. What was that like that first time you got the book, 40 years in the making, quite literally?
It's done.
Relief, I guess, was the emotion that you felt. I did it. Relief. What kind of reaction have you been getting from family and friends? The reviews online have been excellent. What do you hear back from family and friends?
So far, they're asking me, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And they love it. So far, I've had positive reaction from my friends and my family. So, and they said they couldn't put the book down until it got to the end. So.
Well, and that is so true. And you read the reviews and just people, you don't even know that are reviews on some of the websites are talking about that aspect of it. It's a story that once you get going in it, you really want to finish the book and find out what happens to Catherine and her aunt on this journey and all of everything that comes into play. It's not an easy trip. Wagon Train has some problems and it all unfolds. And in Dorothy's book, Tomorrow May Be Lost, May Be Forever Lost. Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. D.L. Kasner, Kasiner, the way you spell it, if you're going to Google that, we've got a link on our website as well. What are you working on now? Are you working on a second book?
Yes, and it's totally different. It's concerns the Irish and the Italian mobs in Boston. But it's not so much about the mobs itself. It's more about a relationship, trying to find a child that's been missing for 18 years.
Now, all of that sounds dramatically different from Tomorrow yes, May Be Forever Lost. Where did this idea come from?
I was in a writing class in the library. I worked for the library here in Eufaula. And I got interested in this idea of the lost child and why someone would want this child found. And that's the mob just popped in my head.
And that always gets attention. When you say mob, suddenly you have people paying attention like, okay, this is probably going to be a good story because all the mob stories, it seems like, are good stories. How far are you along in that book?
I've got the first three chapters done.
Ah, so you're on your way.
Yes. But I hope it doesn't take me 40 years to make it.
Or tighten it up a little bit, so maybe it's 3 decades instead of 4 to be able to get that book out. We'll be watching for that and enjoying this book in the meantime. Tomorrow may be forever lost. What were some of the fun parts of writing this book? Developing the characters, it sounds like you have a passion, a closeness with the female characters we talked about in the book, Catherine and her aunt. How was it developing these characters? How much fun was that, taking these people, start off as names, and suddenly they come alive to all of us?
It was fun, and finding the characters to help it along was fun, too. I had an Apache brave in there that was fantastic, and that's where the spirit of the wolf shows up. I really enjoyed the whole thing. It was fun. It was a release from my everyday stuff.
Well, a great escape in reading the story, and I'm sure in writing it as well. Talk about any sadness when the book is over. It's 40 years that you've been thinking about this. As you mentioned, it's done now. It's written. But Catherine and her aunt, we come to really enjoy reading about these people. Any regret in leaving these characters behind?
Well, I feel a little bit lost, and it's a kind of a struggle to do this next book. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I'm just glad it's done. That's one of the things I figured there for a while that I'd probably pass away before I get it done.
Well, fortunately, you haven't, and the book is now out there. You mentioned some of the inspiration when you started writing. Who are some authors you follow now that you really can't wait for their new book to come out? Because it's entertaining, and as a published author yourself, you may learn something from how they go about writing a book.
I enjoy the Harry Potter series. I love adventure, and I love imagination. And I think she is the most fantastic imagination in the world.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I loved Zane Grey, and I loved Dustin Richards. I don't know if you know him. I met him personally. He writes Westerns. He passed away a couple years ago. Mostly Western writers I really enjoy.
I was going to say, there seems to be an influence of the Western writers there. Do you watch a lot of Westerns on television? Any of the movies? There are channels that have, you know, a lot of Western movies on. I would think you're in front of the television absorbing those a lot.
In the evenings, I watch Westerns. I have 2 Western channels. I love most of them are stories that Louis L'Amour was adapted.
Yes.
To the theater. And I love, let's see, what was it? One with Yul Brynner.
Oh, which one you're thinking about. It's interesting, where we lived before, the cable channel had 1 or 2 movie channels devoted to Westerns. I don't have that now, and I miss that. I would sort of like channel surf, go through that. There's something about that time period that captures your attention, doesn't it? The simple form of life, the short life expectancy. You never knew who was going to pull a gun and shoot you, or whether a snake was going to attack you, or what was going to happen. It's a fascinating period of time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wonder sometimes if we as a culture will survive if we don't have electricity.
Well, yes. I mean, even if it flickers, we start getting panicky that, oh no, what are we going to do if we happen to lose this? I won't be connected to the internet anymore. And you look back at what these people had to go through, and the fact that they did successfully in building clothes and architecture, and how they were able to in education, how they were able to run their lives. A fascinating period. And it comes alive, the post-Civil War era, in Dorothy's book, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost, D.L. Kasner, K-A-S-I-N-E-R. Book available wherever books are sold, kingspagespress.com. I thank them for arranging our conversation. They are Dorothy's marketing consultant and getting the word out there about the book, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. Dorothy, this has been fun. I really enjoyed having you on the program. Congratulations on finishing this project. When you get the next one done, The Mob, I love all the elements in that. We'll come back and do another program. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest has been Dorothy D. L. Kasner, K-A-S-I-N-E-R. The book is Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. You'll find it available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. We thank Dorothy for joining us on the program today. Job well done with her first book, Tomorrow May Be Forever Lost. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.